I think the Lord just has to be first in everything, and all the decisions, and you know, any policies, any changes, any events. Because as I mentioned when I share about CHEA, I mean, CHEA is not the only state homeschool organization. There are other state homeschool organizations. I mean, CHEA is the first. Well, to my knowledge, CHEA is the first.
Yes, yeah.
CHEA is the first. And that doesn't necessarily mean, well, not that it doesn't mean anything. I mean, it means a lot. CHEA, the Lord has been faithful to CHEA all of these years. But once the homeschool movement became so big, obviously other organizations are going to pop up.
Welcome to the Frontline with FPM, where we talk about California politics, homeschool freedom, parental rights, and the family. I'm your host, Nathan Pierce, and thanks for joining us today. Let's jump right in and see what's going on here on the Frontline.
And you mentioned in terms of advocacy, it's the same thing, because if something does happen that we need to mobilize and we need to let people know, hey, you need to go call your assemblyman or your senator because something's going on, then we can reach out to these group leaders, who in turn can reach out to their thousands and thousands of families who are privately homeschooling that are going to be concerned about these issues. So you think of, you know, HSLDA, CHEA, FPM, and then you think of the groups and the leaders, and then you think of all the families represented in those groups. And it's such a beautiful way to be able to really just have like this constant flow of information going back and forth.
Yeah. Yeah. In a sense, it's kind of like a family of people that are always able to be there to help one another out.
Yes.
And I guess to, I don't know, sandbag the house as the flood is coming. Because we have to work together.
Yes.
And when we have these legislative proposals and we need phone calls to go in, 5 or 10 phone calls doesn't make near the difference that thousands of phone calls can make. Yes. So, so I appreciate CHEA being there to unify, to, and it kind of ties back into the biblical principles issue, which we talked about earlier, because we're looking at legislation and issues from that perspective. We're looking at challenges to homeschooling from that perspective. We're looking at challenges to leadership and building a stronger local homeschool group from that same perspective. And so that same foundation really applies to all of these areas where CHEA is serving. And I would say, at least from my perspective, it seems like that's something that can sometimes get overlooked if we're not paying attention to it enough, and can get dropped. Mm-hmm. But CHEA keeps that in the forefront and as the foundation. And it seems to me that if we're going to continue on serving to the next generations, that's the only foundation that's going to continue like that. And so, I guess how would you say that as executive director of CHEA, how is it that we can continue our homeschool movement? I guess this is kind of a broad question, but continue the movement with that foundation.
I think the Lord just has to be first in everything, and all the decisions, and, you know, any policies, any changes, any events. Because as I mentioned when I share about CHEA, I mean, CHEA is not the only state homeschool organization. There are other state homeschool organizations. I mean, CHEA is the first. Well, to my knowledge, CHEA is the first.
Yes, yeah.
CHEA is the first. And that doesn't necessarily mean, well, not that it doesn't mean anything. I mean, it means a lot. CHEA, the Lord has been faithful to CHEA all of these years. But once the homeschool movement became so big, obviously other organizations are going to pop up. But I can say with certainty that CHEA is the only homeschool organization that only advocates for private home education exclusively. Private meaning parent-led, nothing to do with the government. And we are also a Christian organization. So that's not to say there's not other Christian organizations out there, but we're the only Christian organization advocating completely for private home education. And I think as long as we keep that at the forefront, then that is going to help grow the movement, because the Lord is the one that is bringing these families. He's the ones that's touching these hearts of these young people to want to raise their kids in his way and home educate. And you see like the movement happening. It's not loud. It's not all over social media, but just the calls we are constantly getting and the people constantly reaching out. They say, I just happened to heard about Chia. Like, I don't even know how I heard about Chia, but somebody said, hey, I should call Chia. And that's just the way the Lord works. And I think as long as we keep our eyes on him, he is going to continue to grow this.
Sounds like something that could be applied to all areas of life. And see, is a good place to do that too. How about the way that that Chia is helping families, whether it's complying with the law or choosing curriculum? I mean, there's a wide range of things that Chia is actively helping individual homeschool families as well as groups. Tell us a little bit about some of those practical things. I mean, you mentioned events, but I mean, there's a lot.
Yes, there is a lot. Again, we mentioned California is a huge state, so we have to be creative and do what we can. But obviously, the first stop is always our website. And we have all the information on our website about homeschool options, how to homeschool legally. We try to give as much free information as possible. I mean, we are a nonprofit, but and we do not make money off of anything. We want all of this information out there for anybody who needs it. So the website is just your first stop to get any question answered. And our Homeschooling 101 series talks about the required paperwork, how to choose curriculum, homeschooling preschool, high school, whatever it is. So anybody can go to our website at any time. You can also call our office and talk to our amazing Monica, who will talk to you and answer any question you have during the day. And we have a free educational consultant that works evenings and weekends. So if you want to talk to a live person about anything concerning homeschooling, we have somebody there for you. But then we also have amazing Facebook groups where we have these retired homeschool moms who just sit there and monitor those Facebook groups all day, because we all know how social media can get. So they are just there monitoring the groups, asking questions. So if you reach out, because I think the most common question we get on those Facebook groups is, I've got to pull my kid out of school right now. Something happened at the local public school. He can't go back tomorrow. What do I do? And you have somebody there who will walk you through every step of exactly how to withdraw your child, how to do it properly and legally in order, and get started on your homeschool journey.
Okay. And you mentioned the 101 series. Is that video, audio? Is that articles? What is that that people can use to get started?
Yeah, those are articles. So if you go to the Homeschooling 101 series, it just takes you through step by step with a variety of topics. And those were all written like in a blog article format. But then we also have just our complete blog series on our website that you can peruse and just really any. I mean, there's so many topics on there that relate to homeschooling. You could probably find almost anything.
And then the one of the things that I've appreciated too is just the ability to talk to somebody. And you mentioned just being able to call and talk to somebody. And that's something that anybody can do.
Yes.
Okay. So you don't have to be a member to call and
No.
talk to a live person.
No.
Okay. But being a member supports the talking to a live person, that because we have to we have these people that are willing to serve at Chia, and we do pay them, albeit not what they are worth, but we are really grateful for those people. So is that something that people can contribute to by being a member or by donating to Chia? How does that all work?
Yes, like I mentioned, Chia is a nonprofit, and almost everything we offer, we try to do it for free. So anybody could get help literally 24/7. You can get the information you need through Chia. But we do offer what we call CHIA membership. And you can go on our website, find out all the different levels. But for as little as $40 a year, you can become a CHIA member. And the resources that you get as a member, just the discounts, the discounts on curriculum, we have wonderful free PDF downloads. There's just, you get so much as a member that's worth way more than the $40 or the different levels. So you are getting what you need on your homeschool journey, but then you're also helping CHIA to be able to continue to offer all of these free resources to people that need it. And then of course, yes, as a nonprofit, we do take donations. So if you feel led, if you are just this ministry, it really is a ministry that you line up with. You're like, yes, I believe in it. Then yes, please donate to CHIA.
Yeah. So as you were saying, Angela, the idea of being partnered with CHIA can be helpful for individual families, but it can also be beneficial to the homeschool community at large if you're a member of CHIA from the perspective of advocacy. I'm coming back to it again. So when a bunch of different organizations line up at a microphone at the state capitol at a hearing, it can make a big difference when they announce how many members they have in their organization. And one of the things that I've appreciated about some of the different organizations that I get in line with is when they say their number of people, it's a big number. And it's really nice when CHIA has a big number to say next to their name. So as you were mentioning, CHIA is a Christian organization. CHIA stands for Christian Home Educators Association of California. And that's what CHIA is all about, is being that Christian organization that represents the homeschool community. And as a member of CHIA, you are bolstering that sense of robust representation of the homeschool community, the Christian private homeschool community in Sacramento, but also to the media and to the homeschool community at large. And so I think it's really helpful. The more members CHIA has, the more influence CHIA can have, both in Sacramento in policy, in the media, and to your average parent that's interested in looking into homeschooling. If they're interested in finding out information about homeschooling, the more members CHIA has, the more it says to people, hey, this is an organization that people trust. And over the years, CHIA has been able to serve many, many people. I don't even know how many total number of members CHIA has had over the years. I don't know if you have those numbers or anything, but it's been a lot.
Over the years, thousands and thousands and thousands of members. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
So I think one of my encouragements to our listeners is to become a member of CHIA and to lend your voice to that number and to the community, but also see if you can get your group, if you're part of a local homeschool community group, have your group join CHIA's support network and bolster that network of community throughout the state. But also, I think it's important for homeschool families that can to support CHIA financially by donating beyond just membership. There's plenty of benefits to individual families for CHIA membership. There's benefits to advocacy of CHIA membership, but you don't have to stop there. There's more that can be done, and there's more that benefits the homeschool movement for the next generations to come. One of the things that I wanted to mention about that, coming back to the Biblical Foundation, is sort of the emphasis on Biblical Foundation in everything that CHIA promotes in terms of the teaching. CHIA doesn't provide classes for homeschool kids, right? I mean, it's not like you homeschool everybody's kids for them. But when I say teaching, I'm talking about CHIA helping parents learn how to disciple their children. What goes into that kind of decision-making when you're looking at how to put together an event or a webinar or whatever it is You talked a little bit about having it be prayerful when you're considering how to put that event together. What kind of goes into selecting speakers? Or do you have Christian speakers? What does that kind of look like?
Well, a couple years ago, we'd actually changed the name of our convention because for years and years, it was the CHEO Homeschool Convention. But a couple years ago, it was actually changed to the Parenting and Homeschool Convention because parenting, it really encompasses homeschooling as well. You have the parents teaching the kids. And again, it's not just about academics, it's about the big picture. So now, well, I mean, I'm sure it was done before, but when we're, praying over topics, we're selecting the speakers, we're making sure that the speakers we select are also going to have the same biblical worldview in whatever they're sharing. Again, whether it's teaching math or selecting colleges. It's going to be from that biblical worldview. And yeah, it's just very important that when families attend our events, whether it's mini cons or conventions or watching speakers online, that they're going to know that these people have been thoroughly vetted and that they can trust the information, whether it's the books are located at the exhibit hall or the speakers are getting information from, or even the volunteers. Everybody is coming from the same biblical worldview of discipling your kids.
That's such a huge thing, and it's a good, worthy foundation to have under girding everything that Chia does. Is there anything else? I want to make sure that you mentioned the mini cons that are coming up. I want to make sure that we get some specific details about those out to people. And do you have anything specific that any last words that you want to share?
Well, let me just mention a couple of the events first, because we
Okay.
also have our PSA filing party coming up on October 1st, and that is a free webinar we do every year. So any family that is homeschooling not through a PSP but filing their own affidavit, then they can join us for this free webinar. We go step by step on how to fill it out. We don't skip any of the questions. We have a lot of fun doing it, and we have some great giveaways. So if you come, register and stay through the end, you might win some really fantastic things to help you on your homeschool journey.
That's
But
awesome.
when it's over, you're also done. You have filed that PSA and you don't have to think about it for a whole other year. So please join us for that if you need to file your PSA. But our two mini cons coming up. When I said we're trying to reach the whole state, I was not kidding, because we are going to be in Redding on November 8th, just about far north as you can go in California. And on November 15th, we're going to be in Fresno. So those two events they're actually identical, because we're not really too concerned that somebody from Fresno is going to the Redding event and vice versa. But we have Zan Tyler, who, if you have not heard Zan Tyler, if you're even a couple hours away, you need to attend one of these events, because if you want a shot in the arm and a warm hug and feel like you're just drinking coffee with an old friend, you need to come hear Zan encourage you in your homeschool journey and raising your kids, because she's amazing. And we're also going to have you there, Nathan, so you can also are going to be sharing and equipping and talking to the parents. So those are going to be two amazing events that you don't want to miss.
Right. Awesome. Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to that coming up in November. If people want to make sure they don't miss anything from Chia, learning about upcoming events or some important piece of news about legislation or just an encouraging blog article, how can they get information about that?
Well, the best way is to sign up for our weekly connection email that comes out every Tuesday. And if you haven't signed up, you can go to our website and scroll down and you just put in your name and email, click submit, and you will begin receiving that every week. So it's everything you need to know about what's happening in the state. Yes, you will get our amazing blog article that comes out every week, as well as the events and anything else that we have going on.
All right, and we'll put a link in the notes, but can you tell the listeners the web address just so they have it also?
Yes, I wish it was a little easier, but unfortunately, this is our website. It is chiaofca.org. No, CHEAOFCA.org.
All right.
And of course, you can find us on social media as well. You can go to find us on Facebook and Instagram and YouTube and our podcast. So we're everywhere.
That reminds me, you mentioned some Facebook groups, and I know you have multiple Facebook groups for Chia. Can you tell us a little bit about those so people can kind of know how to navigate and which ones might be best for them?
Absolutely. You know, we have just our main public Chia of California Facebook page that you could just find general information. But then we also have Homeschool California. And that group, as well as Working Homeschool Moms, they're private groups. So you need to request to join. But there's thousands and thousands of people in the group, especially the Working Homeschool Mom group, as you can imagine. And yeah, that's just a great way to connect and ask questions. And again, we have the best moderators on there answering questions. So yeah, those are some great resources. And our Support Network Facebook group, forgot about them. So if you're part of the Chia Support Network, we have a group just for leaders as well.
Okay. And you mentioned people can donate easily on the website. They can join as members. How does somebody find out about joining the support network?
That would be on our website as well. We have a leaders tab up at the top of the page. And when you click on that, then you can find out about the support network. It tells you all about it and ways to join.
Okay, perfect. All right. And I'm really thankful for Chia being there since 1982. Chia is just a strong organization because it's founded on biblical principles and the gospel. So thank you so much, Angela, for being on today. And thank you so much for sharing about Chia and just the value of participating with a group. And did you have anything that you wanted to throw out there at the end here?
No, just know that, you know, I already mentioned it, but you know, we pray over these events. We pray about, you know, how we can reach the family. So if you ever have any ideas for us, if you have ideas for webinars, if you see a need out there that she is not meeting, please, we want to hear from you. So give us a call, send us an email, reach out on Facebook. I would love to talk to you. And because, you know, that's how we all learn and grow and find out what people need. So Gia is here for the people. So let us know what you need.
All right. Well, that's wonderful. Thank you so much, Angela. And again, Chia's website, cheofca.org. Check it out. There's a lot of information there and lots of ways for you to get engaged. So thanks again, Angela.
Thanks
for joining us.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of The Frontline with FPM. For more information about the topics we discuss here, check out Family Protection Ministries at fpmca.org and subscribe to our channel.